Now it's time for a musical discussion with interesting characters. My Life, My Music with Chris Wherry on Radio SI.
My Life, My Music this week is a very different programme because my guest isn't well known in Slovenia, perhaps, but he's definitely someone special who I met at a business lecture, at a business sort of workshop, and I thought, this man is very interesting. There's very different views about the way business works and about the way we communicate and the use of technology. I welcome to the studio from Belgium, Jean-Philippe Schiepens. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. My pleasure to be in Slovenia again, because I love the country.
Yeah, well, I met you here, so yeah. You obviously travel here from time to time. Just give me an idea, because what you have spoken about in your own company is that you want to look for the company culture of tomorrow. Explain what you mean by that.
Correct. First of all, I'm an ornithologist, and ornithologists observe. They look what's going on in nature. And that's what has been my inspiration through the most of my life. It's just look outside and you'll always find a solution for it. Our world has been very shook up the last 2 years because of COVID. Now, of course, we have a war again, I must say, because you know, like I'm from Belgium. We've been have a couple of wars over there in the past.
Just a few.
But still, the world has dramatically changed. And a lot of people are not realizing that. Especially in the business world, it has changed a lot. The most visual parts are people are working from home. People are not coming to the office anymore. So that gives immediately a big problem or a big challenge is that, you know, like you don't have as walkable and motivational wise teams anymore because everybody works from his corner.
Yeah.
So that human touch, that human connection has merely gone. People were even more working on their own island. So you have lots of islands. So, and that's a challenge for business people. So what if you have a company of whatever, 500,000, 10,000 people, and they're all working remotely? How you keep that together? How you keep that business spirit?
The team spirit, the whole bit. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's a challenge. And people don't realize enough that this is really changing the world at this moment.
Well, we're going to go through lots of more detail about what that actually means in practical terms. But one of the things I asked you to do, which you said was the most difficult thing you've ever done in your whole life, was choose 8 pieces of music. You happily come up with 9, so that's fine.
Yeah, and if I look at my notes, I have like 2 pages of music. I mean, yeah, I'm a music lover. It's helping me, giving me energy as well, because I try to understand the whole vibe. It's not about the music only, it's about the combination with the lyrics. It's about, does it fit in time, what the songwriter, the music writer, whatever felt at that moment, what's their aim. Lots of accidents going on while writing, while publishing, while etc, etc. So it's all about those stories, and that's you feel when you hear that song. And then on top of that, and it plays a certain role in your life when you're hearing it back. And that's why music is so important, and that's why I could not choose 8 tracks.
Where do we start?
I think we're here, right here, right now, so why not start with that? Why Fatboy Slim? I like his story. I like the way he operates. He's like a normal guy in the UK. He goes to pubs. He's really approachable, etc., etc. So when I started the latest company, because you know, like I started a couple of companies, startups that I sold to bigger companies, and the last one that I started, I said, well, because of the COVID also, people are talking a lot, but there's no action. They never walk their talk.
Yeah.
I wrote them an email when I started the company. I said, we want to own the hashtag right here, right now, because we want to do business now. We want to walk or talk. And I wrote an email saying, can we use your song, Mr. Fatboy Slim? And I never expected to get an email back, but I got one back. I said, yes, you can, because you're serving a higher purpose. That's what you want to do with your company. And that's why we are using that song. And that song, it's all about evolutionary as well. When you see the video clip, it's about evolution. And or the new latest company is working in artificial intelligence. It's working with algorithms. And you just have to look outside. The Earth already exists 4.5 billion years. That's a hell of an algorithm with reinforcement learning. And that's the connection with Fatboy Slim.
Sound of Fatboy Slim and your right to use right here, right now, which is really a nice story. Let's find a little bit about you, Jean-Philippe. Where were you brought up? Where did it all start?
I'm Belgian, of course, but my mom is Dutch. I'm born in Holland. Belgium and the Netherlands are two countries that, you know, like are historically weaved together in certain periods of times because the border wasn't always fixed as it is now. It's also something that, you know, like reflects in that area. We've been dominated by Romans, by French, by Spanish, by Habsburgers, by Germans, by etc., etc.
By water.
By water, exactly. So we continuously are fighting for survival, and we are also continuously fighting against the water, exactly. But we also continue fighting against different cultures. So we managed to broaden our own culture, and we think that's very important. But we always take the best from the cultures that are coming. So we have like lots of influence, and we also are a bit rebellious, and that's why I like to be a positive rebel. So
it's a little bit like Yugoslavians, and
But that's the connection with Slovenia is why I like to come over here, and I feel that the people over here have a little bit of the same spirit that we have in Belgium, and I think that's great because I'm a guy, you need to question everything. Don't take everything for granted. And you need to be brought up culturally with that. So, and I think Slovenes have some kind of that little disease as well, which is, I think, a good disease.
It's very positive, isn't it? Yeah. Because it means that you really put your heart into something. You really believe in something eventually because you discover what's valid.
We'll never do something which I don't believe in or which I don't have fun with. So that already started when I was studying at university. I started to study medicine because my father was a doctor, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, like for a generation. And then I stopped after 3 years. Why did I stop? Because I didn't feel it was my calling. It was the thing that I would do with all my heart. And that's a little bit how I am. And that's what I think people should do more, break out of their tradition and try to find what they really stand for and what they really want to do.
Yeah. All of those are just a good lesson.
Yeah, just go outside, go look into the world. Yeah. I mean,
and take the best.
And take the best. Yeah.
You don't have to own everything.
No,
from the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. And it all is all. It needs to be timed. So some things are aligned, and when they're not aligned, just drop them and do something
else. Move on. What's the next piece of music?
Indestructible by Robin. Because yeah, I'm like a music freak. I had my own music band in the past. I even participated in music competitions. So my taste is quite eclectic, and indestructible means that sometimes you really need to stand your ground. And it's also, and here it's about love, of course, you need to be indestructible in your love as well. So when you love somebody, I always say, when I really love somebody, I cannot unlove somebody. This is not going to happen. And that's what you need to do with your passion. You cannot unpassion something.
The guest in the program today, Jean-Philippe Skipens. What do you actually call yourself? You're obviously a businessman, but do you give yourself a title in any sense?
No, I don't. I have the bad habit. I don't like to be boxed in some kind of, you know, like
thing. You want to be an entrepreneur or a businessman?
Yes, I'm more like an entrepreneur. So, and today's entrepreneurs, they don't do it alone anymore. So I really hate to see, oh, you're the CEO, you're this, you're that, you're the boss of it. No, because, you know, like it's a journey. Yeah. And there's like a wise saying that you got a panda, a snake, and a bear going on a journey. And the panda asked to the snake, what is the goal of the journey? Whatever the goal of the journey is, I'm with you in this journey. Mm. So, and that's the most important thing. And that's why also in our company today, in AxonJay, we are a tribe. And that's also the result of the post-COVID situation that we are in. The tribe is getting so, or the team is getting, and we call it a tribe because we have each other back. We feel each other. We work with each other all the time. And you need to
kind of all at the same level in a way.
Exactly. Everybody has his role, but everybody has his way of doing things. And you need to have that tribe spirit and that way of working together because we are working all remotely. So how on earth can you connect with each other? Okay, you got technical and technological means to do a little bit of that, but also we don't have a co-working space like it's now hot to have a co-working space. We are having a co-living space. So once a month, we come all together. And
okay,
we're
going to answer that question.
And we have people living in Madrid, in Porto, in London, in Amsterdam, in Frankfurt, in Ljubljana. So we have Slovenian people too, and in Brussels. And we all come together 1 week. So next week, we're all together in Brussels. Out of your comfort zone, together. We challenge each other, we have creativity, we have all kinds of things. We're having also in that week, we call it the Insightful Friday. And the Insightful Friday is to bring new insights to the tribe. And that could be somebody sharing, you know, like that he encountered in his private life, but that could also that we have somebody where we meditate with, where we somebody who's another technological specialist or whatever, that the tribe is evolving in a positive way. We want to move forward. So it goes beyond the traditional making profit, etc., etc.
What's next on the list?
They're from gorillas. I like gorillas because gorillas, it's about a different type of music. They're really creating a parallel world, and this song is about dare, so you need to dare to step out of your comfort zone. And this whole song, Dare, was a number one hit in the UK in 2005, and this whole song is an accident. This whole song is an accident.
It's the kind of interesting video, too, the idea of the head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's also against horror movies and so on in the video clip. And it's all the head is operating as a robot. It's like it doesn't have a body. And it's all very weird, all very strange. It's all accidents together. And still it's like a top song. And it's about daring to do things. Just go with it.
The Gorillaz and Dare, which we all have to do from time to time. Just jump in the deep end.
Exactly.
Let's get a little bit back to education. Were you a good student?
I think I was a good student in the sense that you have traditional education where you have to learn the books by head and in like 100 pages. Mm. I always started last minute, but I knew my materials. That was not the case. So in that perspective, I was not a good student. I was a good student because I liked to go to the auditorium and challenge the professor.
Okay.
I like to do that.
Yeah, it meant you were involved.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I wondered where this comes from, where this energy of you wishing to go in a particular direction, to make things work, to connect with nature in the way you did. Where do you feel that, I mean, you're an ornithologist. How does that happen? What made you feel close to the birds?
Because I'm always a curious person, so in the family, we were all scientific people, so you need to have that scientific curiosity. So I think that was, you know, like, that's in my DNA.
Ornithology made it life rather than curious about technology, for sure.
Yes, so, but I think I'm a techno-positivist, so I think that technology is a mean, and I underline the word mean, to help us, you know, like, being better persons, having a better life, having a better society, having et cetera, et cetera. That's the aim of technology, not the other way around, not making more money, not technology for the science and stuff like that. So that's why I like to look outside because, you know, like I'm an ornithologist, but I'm also an econometrist. So I study applied economics. So I like data. I like algorithms. And when you start looking outside, you start seeing things and behavior, and it is all done with a reason. It's like more than 4 billion years of evolution. And that's not a simple algorithm. It has been tested. It has been done, etc. And that's, for me, a great inspiration. And the greatest inspiration is be able to connect dots that are not connectable. So when dots are far away from each other, if you can connect them, the win is like 10 times higher when they're close to each other, but then they're easier to connect. Yeah. And in society, people are always trying to connect easy dots. And that, to connect dots that are far away from each other, you need to step out of your comfort zone. You need to look a different way at things. You need to question yourself all the time. And that's why I want to bring, that's my value I want to bring to the tribe and Action JR company, is, you know, like, be a little bit more like that because it will make your life so much more interesting.
Mm. And we can connect it even to the next piece of music because you say the wind will carry us. So obviously
exactly.
That's you connecting with nature again.
Yes, exactly. Because of my education, French, Flemish, English, German, etc., my music is also a little bit in those areas as well. You only can understand the people when you speak the language, but when you understand their culture as well. So when they're a little bit of their history, etc. I think that's super important. I love French. I speak French. That's my mother tongue. And Le Vent nous portera from Noir Désir is really that the wind will carry everything away. So I'm living at the seaside as well, where we have sandy dunes and beaches. And after a storm, you have the dunes can be completely reshaped.
Yes.
And that is also life. When the sand settles down, you could have a totally different perspective. Just be open to accept it.
Go
to
and
watch
enjoy
it.
That next. Yeah. Yes, yeah, absolutely. And the band Noir Désir. The sound of Noir Désir. You've mentioned music a lot, not surprisingly. I asked you to choose music for the show, but you say you're a musician. Please define.
oh, that's a long time ago when I was a student, we were playing in a little band. We did some concerts, etc. So I could sing the most correct of the group. So,
oh, okay.
So you have to see it like
you're
that.
You're the man with the voice.
I'm the man with the voice. And I could, you know, like play some rhythm guitar. So I could play like 5-6 chords. That's about it. So I'm not a real musician. But, but you're like, I wrote the text. I was
makes you a musician in my book. If you write the text and you can sing it.
And we can sing it. So it was more like an experience. And yeah, we had some tidiest success in Flanders. We played in bars and then we call it little small villages and stuff like that. We had some fun.
So art is important to your life as well?
Yes, it's very important. So I love modern art as well. I love to read books, so I like poetry as well. And this is a major player in my life. If you drop me on an island and you say, what do you bring with you? It's not going to be food. It's going to be art, music and books.
Is it good to create a business environment which includes art? And if so, how do you do it?
Yes, in our co-living space, one of the projects is that we're going to invite artists to express themselves with the connection to artificial intelligence. So we're busy working on that. So we're having somebody who will paint the ceilings like the Sistine Chapel. And it's an artist that is not known at all, but the connection has to be nature, artificial intelligence and business. I think if you're a data scientist, you need to get your inspiration somewhere. And for some art, it's art, for some, I don't know what it is. It could be history, it could be movie, it could be music, it could be whatever. Mm. In the co-living space that we're having in the Galleria in Brussels, which is, by the way, the oldest Galleria in Europe. It's built in 1847. And that Galleria, La Galerie du Roi, Galerie de la Reine, were galleries that inspired the Galerie in Milan, Galerie Lafayette in Paris, etc., etc. Belgium was, in the 1800s, together with the UK, in the Industrial Revolution, quite a progressive country. So we were quite in the lead of the world over there.
There's a lot of art in its architecture, too.
Yes, exactly. The aim of the Galleria is to create a creative city within the city. And that's why, as a company, we're there. We're not in a building where you have other companies. We're there where 6 million visitors, tourists, are coming every year. Where you got the famous chocolate, the famous beer, where everybody's coming there. But you got also theaters there. You got also art. You got etc. It's to create that environment that we're doing it over there.
So for you, art has to be a core part of life, full stop, not just a business life.
Exactly.
And I think that's valid, isn't it, for many people? You yes. can't work. You can't put creative people in a room with blank walls.
Our team members, they don't work for the money only. And that's a change. To give an example, an ad for data scientists. They're hard to find. So a famous bank, one of the biggest banks in Europe, had the same job post out as we at the same time. They got 4 candidates. We got more than 80 candidates. And the people we hired, oh, I'm not allowed to say guys anymore in my company. I need to say girls, even if it's about guys. Oh, yes. Inclusivity.
I don't see guys as being male or female. I see them being
exactly.
Guy.
We hired 4 of those guys. And by the way, they're all earning 40% salary than in their previous job. And they can ask whatever they want.
Yeah.
So it's about the purpose. It's about the environment.
Yeah. It's about being realistic as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So let's have another piece of music.
The next piece of music is quite interesting. I don't think a lot of people will know that, like the last one, Zanna, from Selassie and Tom Barman. Tom Barman might be a known artist. He's lead singer of one of the underground groups called Deus. It's quite an interesting song because it's about being several things at the same time. And that's what I said a few minutes ago, be inclusive. It's about love again here, so being able to love somebody and still not live with somebody because, you know, like you need more than love to have a relationship. It's about inclusivity, and I think that's super important. That's why one of my mottos is I never judge. I don't want to judge. And that frees you tremendously because if you start judging and start doing that, you really are going a path that you can't get out of.
Can you give me some actual examples of the way nature has influenced specific things? I remember you looked at the Japanese bullet train.
Yeah, that's one of the examples. So I'm a big fan of looking outside. It's called biomimicry. You can copy nature in several aspects. You can copy nature in its form.
It's easier to copy it than fight it. That's
yeah, exactly. And the solution is always in nature. Also about the climatological problems that we're having, the answer is in nature. Earth in nature is very resilient. So look at that. Instead of trying to find our own mechanical solutions for it, which we've proven one thing, we can only destroy. You can mimic form in nature. Let's say if you have a lotus leaf that sits on the water and it's raining, it's auto-cleaning itself because it has a certain shape. What if you could put that on your car paint or on the paint of your house? Yeah. It could clean itself. It's the same with shark skin. It's antibacterial. Mm. So if you could do that in hospitals, the walls of hospitals, for instance, you have it already there. Shape is the easy one. You get more complicated if you go into processes. But you have lots of possibilities in processes. Like, I just wrote an article together with one of our data scientists. It's about ants and how we based our algorithm on way ants are searching for food, are moving around, discovering new territories, etc.
Materials and so on.
And I'm a big fan of that because I come from a small rebellious country called Belgium, where we have the world record on not having a government for more than 380 days and a country run by itself better than with a government.
I don't think that's a surprise to most people, frankly. Yeah. I really don't. It's just that it's very difficult to get out of the idea of having a political structure.
Yes, but we have
structure.
Local governments and what's run by local. Like in the Middle Ages, the cities were running the world. And it's about that. Ants have a decentralized way of organizing things. Mm-hmm. So it's like opposite to communism, which you know a little bit over here in ex-Yugoslavia. It's called reinforcement learning. And we're using that in our algorithms. So when they look for food, they go, one ant finds food. Mm-hmm. And then when he comes back, he touches antennas and he makes a trail. And then all the other ones are following that. Mm-hmm. And then when there's no more food, the next one, the first one, when the food is eaten or gone, then the path, is not confirmed anymore. And that's reinforcement learning. Yeah. And that's the way how now we write algorithms for autonomous cars to avoid traffic jams, to go there, to et cetera, et cetera. Just look outside. It's all there. The best way is the ecosystem, the whole ecosystem. And that's what we're getting now in business. It's forming an ecosystem. We're doing that with ActionJ as well. Well, the redwood forest is the best ecosystem in the world. There's not such a thing as a byproduct. What is killing our climate? It's the byproducts.
Yeah. That one's going to be my next question. Music first.
Yes, the next song is State of Independence by Donna Summer, a song that is a revolution, it was at that time. This is really what Donna Summer did. I think it's inspiring for the whole music world. And that's one of those songs. You just need to listen to the vibe of that song. It's incredible.
State of Independence from Donna Summer. I said I was going to come to something which I think is a thought to play with. We are where we are now as mankind, pretty much changed dramatically with the Industrial Revolution. Is that positive or negative?
Like I said, I'm a techno-positive. People are really scared what is going on with AI.
It's just that the Industrial Revolution has produced the problems of understanding coal and iron production and the damage to the planet is because we have all of that free-flowing, uncontrolled technology.
But let us be happy we have Industrial Revolution because our life became better because of it. One of the things is also we've been fighting for that so everybody is able to vote, which... So it has also...
I'm not saying we shouldn't have had it, but we need to think about what
it means. I totally agree. And we need to learn the lessons from the Industrial Revolution. We need not to do the same. And the next revolution, which is already busy, is AI. It will be a revolution. Yeah. And it's the same when simple jobs in the Industrial Revolution and Newcastle, etc., people were working in factories and doing simple jobs and move up because the machine was starting to do the steam machines, etc., etc. It's the same. See the steam machine... Make an equation, same as artificial intelligence. People are afraid to lose their jobs because of artificial intelligence. No, the jobs will change. You will move up. Yes. You will do it differently. You will have, a better impact.
But what about the argument that artificial intelligence will actually be a damaging or could undermine society?
Well, I'm a techno-positivist. Artificial intelligence always needs to be with a purpose. If you don't do something with a purpose or with the wrong purpose, but you're having a problem. So there's a big war on AI going on today. And for the moment, China and the US are winning this war because they put the most money in. And this is billions of euros they're putting in it. That's the war on AI.
Hard to fight with.
Yeah.
We need to move on, I'm afraid. What's the next piece of music?
Again, French. Quand on n'a plus rien à perdre. From
Why We Have Nothing Left to Lose.
Exactly. It's from France Gall. I think a lot of people know France Gall. She's a Eurovision winner, etc. Daniel Balavoine, also a very famous singer-songwriter in France. But this song is coming from an opera called Starmania. It's a French-Canadian production, which was later translated to English. And it's all about the business world of tomorrow. So you have the bad guys that are doing business without a purpose and running the world. It was written in the 1970s, And Quand on a plus rien à perdre, France Gall deceased, and Daniel Balavoine too. Daniel Balavoine, I was a big fan when I was a young guy of Paris-Dakar. I always wanted to participate at Paris-Dakar because I love nature and I love, you know, like technology, so it would be a good combination. And he died with Thierry Sabine, who was the organizer of Paris-Dakar, in a helicopter crash, the second or the third Paris-Dakar. And that was like, for France, the French culture, that year when they died, that was like one of the most famous, impactful singer-songwriters, and one that organized Paris-Dakar, which had a huge impact in France culturally as well. You know, like the earth stood still for France for like a couple of days in that level. When you have nothing to lose, you're stepping out your comfort zone and you start getting achieving things.
Yeah.
And that's what this song is about.
We come to the very last section of my program with Jean-Philippe. I want to know, what could you think is round the next corner?
I'm a positivist, yeah. So it's going to be good. I'm convinced of that.
Okay.
It's going to be good, but it's not going to be the individual thing is going to happen, because it's going to be with a tribe, it's going to be with a team. We need to have a positive impact on the world. So people are doing business, people are having positive or want to have positive impact because of COVID. They've been living on their own. They saw that the power of the tribe is something that will come up more and more. And this is where the difference will come to companies who are having a tribe culture and companies who are not having a tribe culture.
What do you say to students that are looking for jobs right now?
Learning is an ongoing thing. So education, I see more something as something cultural. So you have your basic DNA building blocks that are standing there. And then it's basically what you do with them. And for me, the world is moving so fast now. When the first layer of the new industrial evolution with AI will be coming, it will be even moving faster. So the winner of tomorrow will be somebody who can unlearn and relearn several times.
If you have that, how do you achieve that? Travel, mixing, looking at people, seeing the rest of the world?
Being open mind, looking outside, connecting dots, absorbing other cultures, and move yourself into other people and their way of thinking, their culture, how they solve problems. Mm. And that's the thing. COVID, you were on your own. But still, you have a window to the world, which is called the internet. And that's the strange things about the internet. The internet is all not so good, because it's not all positive in the internet, because the internet works, or at least social media works, the way I call it, with reinforcement learning. So when you click on something, you get more of that. Yeah. So you're closing your world every step. You're making it narrower and narrower and narrower every day.
You need more physical contact with things.
You need to go outside.
Yeah. Next piece of music.
Night Call from Kavinsky. It's about demons. And we all have our demons. And you don't have to deny your demons. You need to fight them. You need to accept them. Everybody has them. When you accept your demons, then you're up to the battles you want to fight.
Night Call from Kavinsky. I'll give you 1 minute. What would you say to young companies? What should they do to make their company most effective? Maybe it's about how they choose the people they work with. Maybe it's the way they research their technology that they're interested in. What's the very core element of Axon J that they need to adopt?
First, you need to have a purpose. Whatever you do, have a purpose. For me, if you don't have a purpose, well, what's life without a purpose?
It's not just about earning money. It's about doing something which will be good for something specific.
I see money as it's a byproduct.
Yeah.
So
you prefer tokens.
Exactly.
We swap cabbages for exactly 3 hours of digging the garden.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's also about the team. It's about the solution or the product or whatever that you're inventing. But it's about the positive impact of that product, that service, whatever that company that you're inventing.
Committed to providing something.
Exactly. For a higher purpose. So, and I mean, the higher purpose is, well, we talk a lot about sustainability. So today could be in there, lots of companies are working there because this is a purpose. The purpose is wrong when it's making money, and the purpose is wrong is that to outbeat whatever competition products or whatever. That's why the new generation want to work companies that are doing that.
Yeah.
And that's why the money is becoming less important. Mm. And everybody is telling things about the new generation. I don't agree with them. This is the good thing about the new generations. They're getting their purpose sorted out much more than the generations before.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure that's true. Jean-Philippe, thank you very much. Really exciting stuff. So much we could talk about and no more time. How will we end musically?
Again, with a French song, and it's a bit of a rebel song by Zaz, who's a singer-songwriter, and she talks about what she wants to be. And it's not about the money. It's about esse non videre. It's about how you really are.
It's a well-known track anyway, isn't it?
People
know this piece of music if they didn't know some of the others.
Yeah, exactly. So I tried
this
to
This is your cheeky ninth track.
Yes, I managed to get one extra in. Thank you for this, Chris.
Jean-Philippe, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.